It was a terrifying sight Monday night, as Brock Besser lay down face first on the ice, clutching at his back after a violent collision with the boards. Everything came together at just the wrong time and place. Besser lined up a hit on an Islanders forward, but it happened to be the hard-hitting Cal Clutterbuck, who sent him flying instead. The door at the bench was open because Jake Virtanen had just stepped off the ice and was still in the doorway. Besser's lower back hit the edge of the open gate. It looked like there was potential for a serious back injury, but instead of a stretcher, he got a Stecker, as his teammate Troy Stecker helped him to his feet along with head athletic therapist John Sanderson. Stecker, along with Michael Delzato and Chris Tenave, accompanied Besser to the hospital, with Stecker keeping Besser's mom updated. He and Besser are roommates and were teammates at the University of North Dakota, so their friendship goes back several years. Anytime a back injury is a possibility, my mind flashes back to Mason Raymond being helped off the ice in Game 6 of the 2011 Stanley Cup Final. It turned out that Raymond had a severe spinal injury, a vertebrae compression fracture, and likely should have had a stretcher take him off. Fortunately, Besser's injury is nowhere near as severe. The Canucks are reporting that Besser was diagnosed with a soft tissue injury and a small non-structural, non-displaced fracture of the transverse process in his lower back. Source: Wikimedia Commons. The transverse process is the two wings of the vertebra, to which muscles and ligaments attach. A non-structural, non-displaced fracture to this area is far less severe than a fracture elsewhere along the back, but can still cause severe pain, along with swelling and inflammation. Besser is expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks, which rules out a return this season. Even if he were able to recover in time to play by the end of the season, there wouldn't be much point. It's far better for Besser to rest up and be ready to train during the summer and play next season. This is an unfortunate end to Besser's rookie campaign, cutting short both his chance at a late-season Calder Trophy run, as well as his opportunity to break Pavel Bure's franchise record for most points. Bure reached 34 goals and 60 points, while Besser ends his rookie season with 29 goals and 55 points, just 5 away from matching Bure in both categories. With 16 games remaining in the season, it seemed almost certain Besser would best Bure, giving the Canucks a big positive story to end what has been an overall disappointing year. Instead, Canucks fans were robbed of that victorious moment by a confluence of bad luck. On the plus side, Besser will hit the rest of his rookie bonuses despite missing the end of the season. If Brock Besser is shut down for season, he will max out his schedule of bonuses through one of following sad face. Ice time, finish in top 6 forwards, v. 0.73 PPG rate, will reach automatically, v. Name to all rookie team. Besser will earn $850,000 in schedule of bonuses. Hashtag CanucksPick.twitter.com/MKKF3X05Z. Ryan Beach, at Ryan Beach, March 6, 2018. That's a nice financial bonus for Besser, but it likely doesn't do much to ease the pain.